Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The nation of Jordan is fighting to keep control of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's the headline. David Doling comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, this last week, Prime Minister Netanyahu was to have flown into the United Arab Emirates, but that flight was cut off because he had to fly over the airspace of Jordan, and Jordan denied that opportunity. Get into the details behind why that happened.
This was the fourth time. On Thursday, he was to fly down there for several days. In the end, it was the Jordanians that prevented it. The Jordanian crown prince, Hussein bin Abdullah, he was on his way to the Temple Mount. A leader of the Jordanian monarchy has not visited there in many, many years, so this was going to be a historic visit. He showed up at the border crossing over the Jordan River, Allenby Bridge, with a huge contingent of armed men that were to accompany him. So the Israelis were offended by that, said, no, we're not going to let all these people in, will let in the original number only. So the crown prince became insulted and said, no, I want all these people. And the Israelis saw this as a show of force that Jordan wanted to reassert its control over the Temple Mount. So he was turned aback. This is the worst crisis between Jordan and Israel in many years, Jimmy. And it just shows how tenuous those relations are, how important still the Temple Mount is. And of course, the Jordanians were earlier insulted at President Trump's suggestion that possibly the Saudis should now be given a role in running the Temple Mount for the Muslim side. King Abdullah's relatives, his ancestors, were the custodians of the Saudi holy sites as well as in Jerusalem, and they lost the most important places in Islam. They lost that control, and they don't want to lose control over the Temple Mount. So this is really, yet again, another dispute over that holy piece of ground that is the most contested place in the world.
David Dolan with the details behind how the nation of Jordan is fighting to keep control of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Since 1948, the nation of Jordan has had custodial responsibility of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That is still the case today. However, Israel has sovereignty over this site, the most sacred piece of real estate to the Jewish people. There has been and will continue to be a conflict over this very controversial location. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. God promised the Jews this site forever. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 28 and 29, which is the Davidic covenant, a covenant that cannot be broken, an eternal covenant. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...